You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, sponsored by San Francisco Bay Coffee. 1 hour from now, your first chance today to win Pick Your Day single day passes for Outside Lands. We're giving you three chances a day at 9:05, noon:05, and 5:05. We'll give you a code word. You take it to RadioAlice.com, enter it in, and then you might get to pick your own day. Which day do you want to go to Outside Lands? August 7th through the 9th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. You can call us or text us any old time. Works like a phone, works with a text, 800-400-3697. And we have a general business email, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com.
And we have a one-year-old today.
We do have a one-year-old. It is. We're calling it. Friday, March 27th is the one-year anniversary of Bob working on the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Quit your crying, one-year-old.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump right in here. In theaters this weekend, They Will Kill You. It's rated R. It's an action horror movie. An ex-con takes a job working at a mysterious New York hotel in order to find her missing sister. But what she finds is a satanic cult led by Patricia Arquette, she plays creepy like nobody's business. Tom Felton's in it, Heather Graham, they're all in the cult. They immediately try to sacrifice her, but she kills them first. And then they come back to life because they made a deal with the devil. They just keep on coming.
I like her. She's a good actress.
She's great. She did there's a movie that she was in called Stigmata that I still get flashes of. Like, it was so scary. It was years ago. Like, really, she's very young in it.
I really only know 90s. Her from Severance. From Severance, yeah. But I think she
can go so dead in the eyes.
Yep. Well, also losing it too. There were a few scenes where she loses it and you go, I believe that.
Yep.
She's gnarly.
Yeah. So I did put all the trailers I'm going to mention up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's another horror movie out this weekend. It's rated R. It's a horror comedy starring Lily Reinhart as a mall employee named Apple, who runs a secret witch cult in the basement with girls who also have fruity names. It's hilarious. The fruity coven is jeopardized when they bring in a chick named Pumpkin. I guess, you know, anytime anyone would introduce themselves to the leader of the witch coven, and they had a name like Cherry or Fig. Those are the other two girls that are in it. They would be like, oh, well, obviously you belong in our witch's coven.
Fig.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, this week in theaters, it's the 25th anniversary of The Mummy Returns. So they're going to run that in theaters this weekend. And Stand By Me is 40 years old this week.
Mm.
Stand By Me came out 40 years ago. I can't believe it. It's based on a short story, I think, called The Body by Stephen King. And that is where you meet River Phoenix for the first time as a very, they're all young boys. I want to say Jerry O'Connell, Corey Feldman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the kid who he later went on to be on Star Trek.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Yep.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. Why are you saying it like that?
Will.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. Anyway.
It's fun.
Stand By Me came out 40 years ago. I can't even believe it. Okay, this weekend, the March Madness thing continues. If you're on that, enjoy that. That's a thing.
My great bracket games last got night. Destroyed yesterday. I'm so bummed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm done.
How
I don't
I
have
do?
It in front of me. Maddie's got them all collected to tell us who the winner's going to be or whatever. But yeah, I know I lost.
So we're in the Sweet 16 right now. Those games are happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Friday, that's tonight, on Netflix, BTS, The Return. Hey, K-pop fans, there's a documentary about the band making their comeback album, BTS, The Return, tonight on Netflix, or today. It's, I'm sure, available right now. Let's see, there's also a, I'm only mentioning this because we have a time travel movie fan in our midst.
Oh, right, okay.
Her favorite genre of movie is, time travel movies. Which I didn't even realize was its own thing. But it is. It's called Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. It's on Hulu. Vince Vaughn, James Marsden, and Aiza Gonzalez, I guess. I don't know. E-I-Z-A. Aiza? Aiza
I don't
Gonzalez.
Know, but James Marsden's in Sonic. He's real good.
So this is a time travel action comedy.
That's the bar.
Mm-hmm. Where Vince Vaughn is a gangster who travels back in time to save his best friend's life after his younger self has arranged to have him killed for sleeping with his neglected wife.
Oh.
So now it's many years in the future, and he goes back in time. He's like, I got to unkill that guy because maybe he was wrong about it. You know how all of these things are becoming like public domain? Like there's Winnie the Pooh movies now.
Yes.
Where it's horror. Well, today on Peacock, Bambi, The Reckoning. It's a horror thriller that turns the story of Bambi on its head. So now he's a mutated deer who goes on a deadly rampage seeking revenge for the death of his mother.
Oh.
All right.
Sounds great.
And it looks like Jamie Dornan is hosting this is the Saturday Night Live UK.
Oh, okay.
As I tried to look at it last week.
50 years later, but okay.
I know, right? It's like, you just decided. So last weekend it debuted in the UK, the Saturday Night Live UK, and Tina Fey went over and hosted it. And suppose it actually got some fairly good reviews, and they were saying it's available the next day on Peacock. Well, it's not available until like nighttime. For some reason, they don't just put it. I looked for it and I was like, oh, I guess that was a lie.
Classic Peacock.
Yeah, I know. Get it together, Peacock. So this Sunday on Peacock, but later in the, like, I think it's at 9 o'clock, like late. Jamie Dornan is hosting Saturday Night Live UK and Wolf Alice is the musical guest. I wouldn't have even mentioned that if I'd known it was the UK one. I did not know that there is a Disney Hall of Fame. It's called the Disney Legends. And
okay.
They do a class every year. So if you want, you can go look and see who's made it all in already. I would think that they're just all in there. Over time, there they all are.
Well, who are the olden days people besides Kurt Russell?
Does it say? You know what?
Is Annette Funicello someone who would be in the Disney Hall of Fame?
There are a lot of names you've never heard. Let's see. Let's look and see if Annette Funicello
is. She's got to be.
That's just the.
She is.
Oh, she is?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Give me a point.
Okay.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Wow. There's a lot of names on this.
Yeah. There's like 1,000 names. And then what was the other one that you said? Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, let me get down to the R's.
He famously was one of the first people on contract by Disney.
So,
and they say famously that was Walt Disney's last word.
Was put him in everything?
No, was Kurt Russell.
That's a funny joke.
That's hilarious.
It's not a joke, though. That's what they say.
Kurt well, Russell yeah, will save us all.
There's no way those were his last words. He's not even dead. He's just frozen.
Is he frozen?
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cryptocurrency'd him?
His head's frozen in the basement.
Cryo-chambered him?
Everybody you know knows what? That.
It's her 1 year birthday.
Yeah, you know what?
Let her have this.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Agreed.
Why wouldn't I have heard about that? It's obviously true.
That's why they made the Frozen movie, so that when you search Disney Frozen, the conspiracy theories about Walt Disney's head don't come up anymore.
Mind blown.
This is
mind
just the truth.
Blown.
Okay. It's not that they had a good story and it actually made them billions of dollars. It's that they needed to hide the Frozen Walt Disney head stories.
I mean, they could have called it the Ice Queen.
I mean, the theory is that his head is in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That's where they put it. But he was actually cremated.
In Anaheim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like what? In a cold storage unit that's hidden somewhere in there? Or they just took the old head and put it on top of one of the animatronics?
No, it's frozen. So that when Dan Brown's future comes to be, they can resurrect Walt Disney.
I had no idea. But thank you for telling me. I'm really...
I didn't know anything about these conspiracies.
If it's true, I think that maybe they did name Frozen for that reason. Okay. Disney Frozen. Here is the class of 2026. Here's going into the Disney Legends list in 2026. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Anne Hathaway, the Jonas Brothers, Alan Tudyk. I don't know that guy.
Oh, he was on Firefly.
Oh.
He's the redheaded guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Pirates of the Caribbean producer Jerry Bruckheimer is going in, former CEO Bob Iger, animator Eric Goldberg, an Imagineer named Kim Irvine, Susan Egan, who's the voice of Meg in Hercules and the original Belle on Broadway, and legendary ESPN sportscaster Chris Berman. Boomer!
Okay.
So there you go.
The videos are coming out now of the live action Moana, and the Rock is catching all kinds of comments for the wig, and
he looks great, and the giant bodysuit, so good.
It's going to be really interesting to see if this is huge or a giant flop.
What did you say the name of the character is?
Maui.
Mm. I bet it will be huge. They just don't seem to be able to do too much wrong over there.
I would take my kids if they're like, we've got to see this, but I don't want to.
Didn't you like the Lilo and Stitch live action
that's
one?
That's different. It's totally different. They're normal people. They're not. He's a god or demigod.
You're welcome.
It just doesn't. And he's old. He's not a young man anymore.
No.
He's got some wrinkles and a badly placed wig.
Well, they had to make the head a little taller.
I'm
going to
be interested to see if this is a hit or not.
So, Stranger Things. We're going to move on to this. Stranger Things, Tales from 85. There is another teaser trailer out. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And they're talking about Robert Englund, who is Freddy Krueger. He is returning to the world of Stranger Things. This is an animated spinoff. Where it's called Tales from 85. And the stuff I saw was they definitely are dealing with the Upside Down and with, you know, the Gorgons or whatever the hell they were called. And but it seems like there's other little side adventures that are happening. So just more from that world and all animated. The kids will not grow old too fast, that kind of thing. In the actual show, Robert Englund played Victor Creel older in season 4. Now, I can't remember who I feel like that's a very familiar sounding name, Victor Creel, but I don't remember him. They show him with his eyes are cut up. Do you want to see a picture?
Yeah.
So this is him in Stranger Things season 4, the guy who played Freddy Krueger as older Victor Creel, but I don't remember who younger Victor Creel was. Does that look familiar to you? I felt like it.
No.
I felt like I missed it. I paid attention. Season 4 was excellent.
I got to look this guy up because it does look familiar.
So
Victor Creel is Vecna's dad.
Oh.
Oh.
So they show him young when in the flashbacks about Vecna's childhood.
And then he's the only one who survived Vecna doing all the bad stuff. And then his eyes were all cut up. Like
they're sewn.
Yeah.
And they do not look good.
Okay. I did not realize that was Robert Englund, who plays Freddy, better known as Freddy Krueger. He is now going to play, they're saying that it's a minor role in this new Stranger Things animated series.
This says Victor Creel, a character from Stranger Things, was a resident of Hawkins who was institutionalized after being accused of murdering his family in 59.
Yes.
Oh, the dad took the fall.
Victor maintained his innocence, insisting that a demon was responsible for their deaths.
Yeah, oh. Freaking Henry.
Yeah, that guy. What he looked so mild-mannered, but he was a real jerk.
He's a jailbird.
Okay. So Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, is going to play a character called Cosmo, and the new trailer reveals a little Easter egg about that. So if you're into it, I put the trailer up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. It's just a little teaser. I just thought this was funny. I had to read the headline twice. Pamela Anderson is part of an ad campaign that celebrates real women. Pamela Anderson is part of an ad campaign that celebrates real, in quotes, women. It's funny because, of course, she was the least real person of all time, and now she doesn't wear any makeup, and you know, she still has giant implants, etc. So I was like, wait, okay, what? And here's what it is. They're talking about literal, actual, existing human beings here. The Aerie fashion brand, A-E-R-I-E, like an eagle's Aerie. Aerie fashion brand has a new ad campaign celebrating real women, and their spokesperson is Pamela Anderson. Pam has the most fake breasts in all of pop culture.
I thought they were famous because they were real.
No.
Oh. There was so much that wasn't real.
In fact, I would say when she was on Tool Time, she was the picture of health and beauty.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
And
fresh-faced.
And natural. But she didn't have the big fake cans. She had little freckles on her face. She didn't over makeup. Her hair was natural or whatever. But she then went on to become the
like
stripper.
A Barbie doll, right?
Like she went for that full stripper look, the big bolt on boobs.
I loved it.
I've always
loved Pam. So Pam, but that's, you know, it didn't stop me from going, real women. What are they saying here? That's not what the campaign is about. They're declaring, Aerie fashion brand is declaring war on AI generated women and or body parts. Pam says, nothing can replace human beings. Unless AI wants to start becoming imperfect like human beings, it'll never have the romance of a performance that's soulful and fearless. There's just no way to mimic that because we're all so different. So, anyway.
Aerie's been on that train for a long time. In like 2010, they started doing all of their underwear and swimsuit shots are not edited. So
airbrush.
you can see people's cellulite and stretch marks and all that kind of thing in their advertising.
That's kind
of
nice.
But it's also ironic because they're part of American Eagle, who just did that campaign with Sydney Sweeney, who I wouldn't say is the realest gal on the block.
Are those not her real boobs?
Oh, those are real.
How do you know?
And they're fantastic. I mean, she's had them. I mean, she talks about like having them when she was a kid and like how awkward
it
was.
If I had to guess, I would say those are real.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that doesn't mean she hasn't had facial surgery. I don't know what.
She still looks like very, I guess, the picture of what, like idealistic woman, quote unquote.
Yeah. That doesn't make her fake, though.
Doesn't make her like a real girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Real girls have cellulite.
Right.
Well, Aerie's doing their own thing. They're just a division of American Spirit. What is it again?
Eagle.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's a cigarette.
Weird, yeah, I'm thinking about smoking.
That's my brand of ciggies. I don't do it anymore, but I...
All right. Which of these is more popular? The Yellowstone universe in its entirety?
Uh-huh.
Or Peaky Blinders?
Oh, easy. The Yellowstone universe by miles and miles.
It should be Peaky, but it's Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
It's Peaky Blinders.
Oh, really?
Listen to this.
I love that show. The movie's out, by the way.
The Peaky Blinders movie?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
You know what? It missed me. I tried.
Same.
I tried to watch it. Everyone's going crazy over Peaky Blinders. I tried to watch it. This must be the movie then? This is the film.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is true. I made that stat up, by the way. I'm doing it based just on how many eyeballs they got, because these are Netflix. It's on Netflix. And I've got The Madison, which is the latest in the series of Yellowstone iterations. In 10 days on Paramount Plus, The Madison had 8 million views. And that is the biggest Taylor Sheridan series launch ever. 8 million views.
Is that show also on cable, or is it only on streaming?
I think that's a regular TV show.
But you said Paramount Plus.
Yeah, maybe it is on Paramount Plus.
Well, I mean, I wonder if it's just also on TV.
8 million views in the first 10 days of streaming on Paramount Plus. I think it might be.
Because Yellowstone
just on there.
is a
regular network show.
Yeah, that's the audience, is people who will have TV.
Well, I'm just going to give you the numbers from Paramount Plus and from Netflix for Peaky Blinders. But I definitely did not know there was a Peaky Blinders. There's a second season of that, of Peaky Blinders. I did not know there was a film. This is about the film. So in 10 days streaming on Paramount Plus, which probably does have far fewer subscribers than over at Netflix, about 8 million views in 10 days on Paramount Plus. It's the biggest Taylor Sheridan series launch ever. And Peaky Blinders, the movie, The Immortal Man, debuted with 25.3 million views in 3 days. So
how many?
25.3 million views in 3 days.
That's a lot.
It is. It's a ton. And I just never would have thought it. I just assumed that the Yellowstone things are a juggernaut. But maybe if it's airing in more places.
Both of those shows.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Wasn't into it. I tried Peaky Blinders. Wasn't into it.
I just wasn't into it.
Wow. That's surprising.
I have really close friends that are like, you're bananas.
Yeah.
That's you got to go back.
Here's the thing. I just mentioned it yesterday. I think I have, like, starting a new thing is a commitment, I feel like. And if you've got a bunch of episodes out in front of you, you really want to feel like you're using your time well.
And there's so many choices.
And if you, that's it. You go, I don't want to struggle episode one or two.
I don't want to get taken in right away.
So that's, for some reason, I'm not on that, and I remember trying.
I know.
Both of them.
Anyway, there's that. And now, let's see. There's a Montana ranch that's in the Yellowstone universe, and it's for sale. It's the one that they used for 1923. I don't know which one that is. Is that the Harrison Ford version of it? I think it might be.
Yeah.
So that's also Helen Mirren then. It's a 350-acre ranch, as seen in Yellowstone, and it's for sale. It's called Two Feathers Ranch. It's in Darby, Montana. It includes a house, a guest house, manager's quarters above a barn that has equestrian facilities. There's a riding arena, cattle infrastructure, and a 2-acre pond.
What's that go for?
I'm going to make you guess. It even has a creek that runs through the property. Everything you need to live out your Yellowstone fantasy. Okay, what does a 350-acre ranch with all this houses and built-in infrastructure go for? Reminder, it's in Darby, Montana.
Right. $1 million.
How big was it?
350-acre ranch.
I'm going to say 15 million.
15 mil.
7
million. $16.3 million. That's
so
a point
close
for Maddie. You were close. I was very surprised at that price, because it does feel like in certain places, there's so much land that 350 acres is really not that much.
Well, and sometimes that much land also is like rocky hillside that you would never be able to do anything with.
Exactly. But this one, though, lots of stuff built on it. And I'm sure they're capitalizing on the Yellowstone connection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually shot it here. Now you can own it and live out your Yellowstone fantasy. It's kind of cool. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What do you got coming up?
Airports, science, and you AI kids are in big trouble.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Ooh. One small sip for a better tomorrow and a way better morning. Available in whole bean, ground, and one cup coffee pods at Amazon.com.
I don't take small sips. I take big sips. I take slugs.
I do that as well. Mm. My favorite thing, though, is at the dinner table with my kids around, I won't realize they're watching as I take the first bite of something I'm eating. Mm. And then the two kids go, "Oh my God, you ate almost a whole half thing in one bite. Oh, can you guys just let me eat? Like, what's happening here? What is this?"
Try taking a double bite.
I don't take double bites.
Take big, huge double bites.
I don't take that. Maybe because I found out people judge you for it.
It's just something I have observed.
That your husband takes double bites.
Always two bites. Never one bite. Always two. Take bite, bite. Like bite, slight turn, bite. The double bite.
What does he say about it when you ask him or when you torture him about it?
I just started saying, you know, you always bite twice. He goes, "Do I?"
Oh, he's nuts. He's like, "What?" No idea.
And then, so it's been years since I've noticed it. So then every time he takes the second bite, every time he does it, I go, "The double bite."
You need to do that every time?
Every time I do it. Like, there's a song for literally everything in our
house. I understand, and I realize you two
the double bite.
Get each other like no one else would, but he's never just gone, "I heard you the first 10 million times. I get it. I take two bites."
The double bite. I don't know what to do. The double bite. I don't know what to
Partly cloudy today, high temps in the mid-80s, and rain due for next week, Tuesday through Thursday.
That's good news.
Yeah, March Madness continues, and the Giants continue to play games this weekend. Actually, I've got Bob. She's going to tell us some things going on this weekend.
Oh, great.
Including the No Kings protest and some other stuff.
Oh, a little San Francisco roundup. Yeah. I like it.
We begin this news report, though, with science! Da-da-da-da. This is something you already told us, but I want to say it again because I just think it's ingenious, and we fell for it.
Okay.
All of us.
Well, I fall for a lot of stuff
these days.
I don't
play Pokemon Go, but all of the data in Pokemon Go is being used to train the next generation of delivery robots by teaching them how to see the world with extreme precision.
Mm.
The project is using 30 billion real-world images that were crowdsourced from players taking pictures of landmarks over the last decade. Sarah told us this story that these things were set up so that you would be
taking... You had to scan the area. You had to take a 360-degree scan of the area, and they would make you do it over and over.
As part of the game.
Yep. And one of the things they pointed out in the story I was reading was, not only did we take these scans, everybody took the same scan during different weather at different times of the day. Like, it was just all, it's genius.
GPS has been known to mess up in dense areas, so the data from Pokemon Go helps the robots pinpoint their location within centimeters. What started as catching Pikachu is now helping robots deliver pizza.
It's incredible.
It's all that stuff. It's like when Facebook first came and we're all, it's great, but how are they ever going to make a dollar at this?
And they it's found just because,
well, they probably knew the way and we just didn't know.
We're like, what? Okay, here's all my info. What could possibly go wrong?
And
so
these
what?
Guys,
you have a picture I uploaded.
You don't feel had at all, huh? There you are scanning all these locations to get, you know, further in the game. Meanwhile,
well, if it gets my pizza to me safely,
I understand,
then I guess I'm okay,
but their
with
motive
it
is that they got a ton of dough probably for all this.
Well, and I paid them for the privilege.
Wow, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. A bad Virginia high school student named Mia Heller has invented a water filter that removes 96% of microplastics using a clever magnetic trick. The device binds microplastics together so they can be pulled out of drinking water.
Oh.
Mia says the prototype won't cost much. It's easy to maintain and roughly the size of a bag of flour. Her hopes are to take the product to market. And obviously, none of us want to be drinking microplastics.
No,
so that
what I
is
want is for them to go big with that. Let's go to the ocean and get the microplastics. Let's suck those up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there some guy, he had some kind of device that he was dragging through the water and it was collecting all the
microplastics? Well, that's a different thing. That was the ocean. What did you call it? The other
Great Garbage Patch.
The Great Garbage Patch.
The garbage gyre.
There have been a few stories that made the news where it was like, okay, they're working on this great big plastic garbage patch, and then they don't come back.
I know.
And you go, uh-oh.
Guess it either didn't work, or now there isn't the one anymore.
Well, they would be in the news with that if they'd gotten that job done. So either they're still hard at work on it, or whatever they were doing was not. You know how they say, that's about sand. Like, you don't bring sand to the beach. Like, right. Maybe there's so much plastic they can't keep up. It continues to come. And what
it collects in the one place because of the ocean currents.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, ultimately we would know where it was going to end up. But yeah, it's literally everywhere. Like,
there was a story, one of the teams trying to fix that garbage patch, the plastic garbage patch, they were making sunglasses out of the plastics they'd pulled from the water. And so buying these glasses would help fund their continued efforts. I bought 2 pair.
Yeah.
I still...
How are they?
They're fine. I don't know where they are anymore, but that's how glasses are.
There's only so many pairs of glasses you can sell. I really feel like they're going to have... What are they going to do with the rest of the stuff? We should build like bricks or something, some kind of way to build a house. Something. You know?
Something. Roads, bricks, roads would be great. Whatever. Yeah. Scientists just built a Google Maps for the human body.
Mm.
Oh, I love it.
I know that you love it, and I knew that you would, and there's a website. So this is the thing that you, let me pull it
it's
up.
It's like when there was some movie when I was a kid where they...
These are different body parts you can click on and then get a detailed map.
Can
you
I can, go in? I can
yes,
go into
you
the...
you can go yeah. all the way in down to the micro
Journey
level.
To the center of the... body or something?
The Atlas in Images. And up here it says there are 65 organs you can take a deep look at.
Oh. Does that say HOA.com?
It does. Human Organ Atlas.
And that's the address? Because HOA seems like it would take me someplace I don't
want
to go.
You know, it's got a weird, it's not .com, but it is Human Organ Atlas. Look it up. It should come right to it.
How fun.
You can look at eyes. You can look at, in this case, that's the heart, the brain. And I don't know what that is. It can't be testes. Is that a testes?
Let me see the testes.
It looks a little bit like a...
I don't know what that is. I see the eye, the brain, the heart.
Well, they say...
Or what is that?
Like, there's the... It says brain. And this one says testes.
Well, then that's a testes.
Yeah. How do you,
I can't believe that's what they would... Maybe because of cancer? Maybe.
Or because people, you know, really dig testes. That could be it.
Sarah, the movie you were thinking of is Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They shrunk down in this little, nano sub. They're all in there, and then they went through the body.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Not that one, but there's another one. It has a goofy name. Like
inner space
with an O. Well, yeah, inner space. I don't remember.
Scientists have created a free interactive 3D map of the human body. You can start with an organ and zoom in almost to the cellular level.
Incredible.
And all from a web browser. It was built using synchrotron X-rays, and the Atlas already includes 65 organs in the database, both healthy and sick. And they're saying this technology can help improve medical education and research. Science!
32 donors. Is that who's like sponsoring this, or did they actually give the organs to be scanned?
I think that's that.
This is really cool, Vin. I love it.
Oh, you like it?
I just sent it to my whole family.
Oh, wow.
And I just Googled human organ atlas, and it was the first
Came
result,
right up.
And I clicked it.
Osmosis Jones. That's the other movie where they go in the body.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Huh.
Osmosis Jones. All
what
right.
Happened by osmosis.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's. where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
United Airlines,
yes,
is going to have a new perk for economy called United Relax Row, where you can book a full row and turn it into a flat bed or a bed-like surface, and they'll even give you a mattress and a couple pillows and a blankie. United is announcing this upcoming perk called United Relax Row.
So you got to buy three seats? Or
they're going to have adjustable leg rest where you can... which can be raised up so you can convert a row into a flat bed or a couch-like surface for some cozy stretching out.
Nice.
I think they're going to find people using this for...
the Mile High Club?
Yeah, crimes, but okay.
Crimes against my fellow passengers. Nah. Watch this. Hold my beer. Going to do some stunt work over here.
There's a flight attendant. They're going to have a new problem on their hands.
They're so excited.
I'm sure.
Better a sleeping drunk, though, than a up and walking around drunk.
True. This is interesting. Remember in Home Alone when the mom couldn't get a flight from Pennsylvania to Chicago, so she hopped in a moving van with that traveling polka band? I believe was
John Candy.
John Candy, yes. The Washington Post says that some short regional plane routes have become bus rides as the airports are understaffed. It's become a huge problem. So even if you have a ticket and you go to the airport and pass through security, there's a bus waiting outside your gate that will take you to wherever it is you plan to fly to.
No.
Oh, that's...
one woman says she expected a short flight from South Bend, Indiana to Chicago, but was shocked when she realized the bus at the gate wasn't taking her to a plane. It was taking her to her destination. These bus flights,
oh my God,
aren't directly related to the current airport chaos, but it's possible that could become the new solution.
Take her to the airport she expected to land at, or did it just drop her off in downtown Chicago?
Doesn't say, but they say some airlines like American have been selling bus flights between smaller cities that don't have regular air flight service. But for whatever reason, they aren't always clear about the mode of transportation when you book.
Just check how long the flight's going to be.
They even put flight numbers on the bus routes.
Oh my God.
This seems illegal.
It does seem shady.
It seems like it's a bait and switch.
And if I'm taking a bus, I want to show up 5 minutes before, not an hour and a half.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
go through security either. Like, just put me on the GD bus. My life sucks. I'm on a bus.
So teachers, they're smart.
Yeah.
They've been in education their whole lives. They went
to
school.
You want to think they're smart, right?
Then they finished college. Then they went back to school to teach kids stuff.
Yeah, whatever their area of expertise
whatever
might
it
be.
Is. And now they're dealing with this AI problem where kids are having chatty. What do you call them?
Chatty. Chatty.
Cha-cha. Do their homework.
Yep.
So what have they decided to do? You'll be doing oral exams going forward.
Oh.
Which is now add to maybe knowing or not knowing the stuff, but also having to stand up in front of everyone and answer questions. Woof.
Yeah. Good. It's so rampant in college with my students. And I have an audio class, so they have to do an audio assignment. So I'm thinking there's no way they're going to cheat on them. Last year, I had a kid use AI to make his audio project, and I was like, no, you're supposed to talk. You're supposed to edit. This is the whole point of the class. But, I mean, they're finding ways every way they can to use it. I've just given up on the writing part. Like, I just know they're all using it for that.
These assignments now involve no laptops, no chatbots, no technology of any kind, and there's not even a pen and paper. You will meet with your teacher, and you will do your exam orally.
I like it.
I would think the kids would go, I did not expect to have to deal with this extra pressure.
But it shouldn't be so much pressure to talk.
I agree.
So I think it's
it
amazing.
It might actually be a good skill that they'll learn.
Yeah, I agree. It's
a skill that AI can't take away from us, is it the ability to talk to each other, I think.
Oh, it'll find a way.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the show. Scott Budman was in and we talked about gas prices. They are absolutely surging. Yeah. The Iran war has caused gas prices to soar. And not surprisingly, it's not just for your own gas. Now deliveries are passing the cost down to you as well.
Oh, of course they are.
The U.S. Postal Service wants to impose a temporary 8% fuel surcharge for a package and express deliveries to deal with the rising gas prices. If it were temporary, I would say then, yes, stick with the temporary 8% fee. But you know, once the money's rolling in, they'll go, we need this money.
Yep. This is really working for
us. We should have been charging everyone for gas the whole time. Mm. Anyway, that's what they're saying is about to happen to you with your Priority Mail Express, your Priority Mail Ground, and your Parcel Select products. An 8% fuel charge will be added.
I really hope that this is one of those surges that does go back, because that is, it's just crazy to see the prices right now.
Yeah.
As I drive by in my electric car.
I know.
But you know, you're still paying to charge that car. Like it's not free. You just don't have to stop at a gas station. It's not, you know, fuel charges are involved in the production of electricity as well.
Agreed.
Still.
But as a commuter, I plug in, I don't deal with the stops.
Nope.
I am enjoying being electric a lot. I know you're...
It's great.
Electric as well. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Maddie's on the show.
All right. So a lot of people like Osmosis Jones, 408. Oh, my God. My adult kids and I just reminisced about Osmosis Jones. It was a favorite must-see for Vinny and your family. So funny.
It's Bill Murray and Chris Rock plays Osmosis Jones, but it's animated and it's like a crime thing. They're trying to fight the white blood cells in the body or something like that. Oh. I don't totally remember, but
it's like fighting cancer or something.
It's a good one.
I'm all about it.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Osmosis Jones.
Came out in 01.
I've never heard of it.
From Tom in SF. Today's Bob's anniversary. Happy birthday, Bob. Anniversary.
Happy 1 year old.
At first, I have to admit, I found you a bit Gen Z judgy. But I've come to love
the Gen Z
judgy. Your contributions. And the fact that you smile constantly brightens up the YouTube action. Tom.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks,
Tom. I'm happy to be here.
We like her, too.
I have no idea how I got here, but I'm very happy to be here.
Bobby Farrelly and Peter Farrelly.
The Farrelly brothers.
They're behind Osmosis Jones.
Oh, how funny.
Huh.
These are the Stranger Things guys?
No, those are the Duffer Brothers.
Oh, darn it.
The Farrelly Brothers, didn't they do Rushmore?
Dumb and Dumber.
There's something about Mary.
Tell me all
Shallow
the things.
Shallow Hal, the Three Stooges.
Well, they did, and Osmosis Jones, everyone.
No, and Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
from the 510. Kids are doing handwritten essays now only in class and only using wooden pencils because some kids had camera pens.
Oh my God. What the heck is a camera pen?
I don't know.
Is it going to write for you?
I don't know, but that's crazy.
What is the brothers who both became transgender women?
The Wachowski
brothers.
Is that right?
Now yes, I think so.
Yeah, Wachowskis. Lana and Lily.
I like it. So fun.
But the odds are so against two family members.
You're going to be a woman? I also wanted to be a woman my whole life. We can do this? Let's do it.
They did the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Very accomplished.
559, airport buses. I have used an American Airlines bus transport from Allentown to Philadelphia, 1.5 hours, several times, and it's great. Airport gate to gate, comfy bus, free Wi-Fi, phone chargers, overhead storage, and easy on, easy off. Great solution.
I think there's actually a train you can take from Allentown to Philadelphia. I think.
I love the train.
I love the train too.
I actually don't mean to poop on buses. If I got to the airport, I want to get on a plane.
Yeah, you've just gone through all that security, which you would.
I would have just gone to the bus station and gotten on a bus if I knew I was going to get on a bus. And I would have saved myself, probably would take less time. Like if it's just a little hopper flight and you went to the bus stop, got on a bus, took the bus to the next thing and then got off, it probably would take you less time than driving to the airport, parking your car, getting in, going through security, waiting at the gate, getting loaded up, taxiing back, you know, all the things that happen with, there's like 2 hours plus tacked on every flight.
Oh, you drive your car to the airport.
I do.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
408, I have college kids and they would rather drop out of school than speak in front of people.
That's what I'm saying. This is one of those funny things where the backfire is going to be painful.
These are pandemic kids who went to high school online with cameras off and on mute.
I feel conflicted because there's some things that an older generation will tell you, well, you have to be able to do that. Like you have to learn how to write a check and you have to learn how to write cursive. And it's like, actually, we don't. It's not useful. It's not necessary to do those things anymore. But there are other things that we are losing to technology that are helpful, like that are important, like being able to speak in front of a room.
Yes.
That's something you're going to use in your life forever.
A big thing,
like we're working overtime to get these kids to their drama classes, then their theater classes, but it's good for them to be up in front of people. We want them to not be so shy that their life is painful at every turn.
Right.
I can't. No, you can. Walk up there and ask for it. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I thank theater for big parts of my personality.
Right.
Right. Gives it right. You can act confident.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Outside Land Single Day. Pick your tickets. Win them next.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.